Undersecretary Bonney, this project is being called the Chiefs Joint Landscape Partnership. $30 million, 13 projects, 12 states this year. It's a partnership between the Forest Service and the USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service. But really, you're working on public-private partnerships here. You say this project will be working across traditional boundaries and restoring the health of our forests and watersheds, whether they're on public or private lands. That was in a press release. What do you mean by that?
So one of our top priorities at USDA is to restore the health of a nation's forests. And obviously, in the West here, you have a tremendous amount of acreage on public lands, but we also have important areas on private lands. So what we're doing here is we're combining two agencies, one that focuses on the public lands piece largely, which is the U.S. Forest Service, and an agency, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, which is focused on working with private working lands. Now, we know that in order to combat fires, we need to work at a landscape level to do treatments that reduce hazardous fuels, that thin forests so that we can reduce catastrophic fires and protect watersheds. And so we're both going to be working on the federal lands, that is on the Forest Service, National Forest lands, and on the private working lands. And our expectation is with these 13 projects, we're going to have about $30 million set aside for this work. And that's money from the Forest Service budget, but it's also money from the Farm Bill. And so we'll use those dollars, those Farm Bill dollars, to work off the federal lands. The other important piece about this is the partnership. So in the city of Helena, the partnership with the city, the partnership with the governor, and those are going to be critical to getting this work done.
Right. Let's go ahead and talk about the project here in Montana. It's $865,000 for the Red Mountain Flume and Chessman Reservoir. That's just outside of Helena here. Why is it that this project makes the cut, and what exactly is going to be happening there?
So we looked for projects where we had partners in place so that we could kick this effort off. And the city of Helena, the state of Montana, and others have been working in this area for a long time with the U.S. Forest Service. There's also a recognized need here. We've got significant bark beetle dead trees in the watershed. It's a critical watershed for the city of Helena, so there's a real need to do work here and to work both on the public lands and the private lands. We're committing about $865,000 this year, but we're going to continue this work over time, and our expectation is that we will continue to have this level, if not more, funding on this project. Indeed, we think some of the Farm Bill dollars will be enhanced in the out years.
Mm-hmm. So on the ground, folks will be coming in, folks from the National Forest Service, folks from the USDA coming in there and actually doing tree removal projects, mitigation. How does it actually work out on the ground?
So on the Forest Service side, we're moving forward with a project in the watershed and expect to be out with a decision soon that will allow that work to move forward on the National Forest land. But on the private working lands, we're going to come in, write conservation plans. Our Natural Resources Conservation Service will come in and write conservation plans for landowners. These plans will detail thinning, hazardous brush removal, removal of beetle-killed timber, but also things that they can do to reduce sedimentation, to protect the watershed in other ways. And then over time, we will cost share those activities that the landowners carry out. So we'll pay for a substantial portion of those activities that, as they get carried out in the watershed.
So the whole wider nationwide project that's being built is part of the Obama administration's climate action plan. How is it that these individual projects, this $30 million, becomes a part of that umbrella goal?
That's a good question. One of the things that the president recognized in the climate action plan that the administration put out last summer was the importance of making sure our lands are more resilient in the face of climate change. And one of the challenges we have is wildland fire. Our fire seasons are 60 to 80 days longer than they used to be a few decades ago. We're burning about twice as much acres than we used to about two or three decades ago. So we have some substantial challenges and in part caused by climate change. And so these dollars will ensure that these forests are more resilient, that we protect our watersheds. And so, you know, our effort, this is part of a broader effort to increase the pace and scale of restoration, both on our public lands, but also on our private lands.
So $30 million is a lot of money, Mr. Undersecretary, but many climate scientists would argue that $30 million would be a drop in the bucket when it comes to what's actually needed to address climate change. Is this money really going to make any sort of meaningful difference when we talk about our wider needs to address this problem nationwide?
Yeah, I think both when you look at climate change and when you look at the challenge facing our forests, yes, there are significant challenges. But I think that means we have to be focused in where we spend money. So here, the project in Montana, we're focusing on an area that's critical to the city of Helena, both for their water, but also for the safety of the homes and of the city there because of the fire hazard. And so we're going to focus those dollars in the way where they have the most public benefit and the most benefits to the ecological health of our forests. On the one hand, yes, it's just $30 million. But on the other hand, that's a lot of money that we can use over time. Again, our expectation is this is going to be a multiple-year effort. There are going to be multiple projects. We're already starting to have interest in other areas of the country where we can have additional projects. And I would just say from a budgetary standpoint, this is part of a much broader effort that we're taking at USDA around landscape resilience in the face of climate change.
How much does the president feel can actually be accomplished? What is possible to be accomplished in terms of addressing climate change during the current administration while it's still in office?
Well, I would say this is a very high priority for the president. It's a very high priority for a number of cabinet secretaries. The president last summer put out the Climate Action Plan, which has dozens of activities that we're being charged with following up on. USDA's done two activities this week, which are part of that plan. One is we announced the creation of climate hubs to help farmers and ranchers and forest landowners better utilize good information so they can adapt to climate change over time. A second one was the project today around forest restoration, and that's critically important for forest resilience. So I think those are just two small activities, but EPA is moving forward with regulatory actions that are going to reduce carbon pollution, and there are a number of other activities at the Department of Energy, that we at USDA, the Department of Interior, Department of Commerce, Department of Transportation, even the Department of Defense is involved in this effort. So, you know, it's difficult to get things done in Congress right now, but there's a lot we can do through executive actions and I think make a real difference on the climate.
So we're speaking here shortly after you just spoke upstairs in the Capitol building here about the Land and Water Conservation Fund. So that fund was created by Congress in 1965, and it essentially takes royalties from offshore oil and gas drilling, and it puts that money toward safeguarding our natural resources, safeguarding public lands. The state of Montana has received a lot of attention from this fund over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Montana's benefited in an enormous way, both by the lands that have been protected for their recreational value, for their open space value, for their access to public lands. It's been critical, but it's also for those reasons, but it's also been critical because of the jobs it's created. I mean, think about the outfitters, the fly shops, we heard from a manufacturer of waders during our celebration upstairs. So there's an enormous economic impact of the Land and Water Conservation Fund and the ability of that fund to create jobs out on the landscape. And so we heard about some of that today. We also heard about some of the partnerships that are critical. And Montana's been a real leader in that. This Montana Legacy Project in the crown of the continent has protected an enormous landscape. It's done it voluntarily. It's done it collaboratively. It's done it ranchers working with environmentalists, working with forest industry, working with the federal government. And in that way, Montanans have really led on this. And so I think it's appropriate that we came here with the governor and expressed both our thanks, but also point to the need for continued funding for LWCF.
So the fund is in your portfolio as undersecretary. It's set to expire this year. If that were to be the case, what would ultimately be the consequence to Montana?
Well, you know, the Land and Water Conservation Fund right now is setting aside about $350 to $400 million a year in both our budget at the Department of Agriculture and the Forest Service, but more of it's actually in the Department of Interior budget. And those are that's helping protect wild lands. It's helping protect lands that are public parks and recreation facilities. And there's a huge economic importance of that as well as obviously environmental importance. It's vital that we get this act reauthorized for the next 50 years, if it were. And it's vital that we fully fund this. And I think we're going to be doing more to talk about this, to talk about the importance of this program. It's got enormous public benefits, and we want to make sure that it's reauthorized.
Where is it sitting there at the federal level right now?
Well, this is something Congress has to do, and I think there's certainly broad support for it. We heard from the congressional staff that was there today for the Montana delegation. There's strong support here, and we heard obviously very strong support from Governor Bullock as well. So we think we've got support out there, but you know it's tough to get much done in Washington these days, and that's why we're really going to need folks that care about this to step up, to reach out to their members of Congress and to make sure that this is a priority.
Well, I've been speaking with Robert Bonney, a USDA Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment. He's in Helena to launch the Chiefs Joint Landscape Partnership. Mr. Bonney, thank you for your time. Stay warm out there.
Thank you. I will.